down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines dearly on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swing to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Aki rice, salt fish on ice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, your favorite psychic medium, and this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo-wee! Here we go. We are here for 8 p.m., another full hour of your supernatural fix. Let's give it up for Otis Redding and Sam Cooke.
Take a limb and let your little heart just cry a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Y'all now know what I'm talking about. Sigh a little, yeah. Cry just a little. And let that old wind just blow right on by, little, yeah. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. I'm talking about y'all. When this whole world gets tired of us, we'll have each other and all its charm. When this whole world gets through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Yeah, yeah. Cry a little, sigh just a little.
Everybody on the floor.
All right, we're back. Hello, lovelies. Hello, beautiful souls. We're here, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and here we go. This is our portion of the show where we do the live shamanic drumming and some sound healing. So let me get some sound bowls in right here, right now, to tune up our energy fields. Let's tune up our whole entire body and strengthen our auric field right now. So during the shamanic journey, let's just take some moments. And this is for your spirit guides. And you can actually ask a question, or you just let it flow. You can see whatever comes to you. Some may see vivid images in this journey, and some may not. It's just really about what you need. And you can, if you don't get anything, just enjoy the healing. And you know, pay attention to your power animal and what comes to you. When I do the shamanic drumming, you know, I usually see very vivid images. And so we're going to just go on this journey together. So as I'm drumming, I might start singing whatever comes. I may not. I might start talking. I just go with the flow. So here we go. Let's take some nice deep breaths in before we begin. Thank you. Oh, yeah. That's where the good stuff is at. So, you know, if you did see anything, if you got anything, record it. Write it down. If you just got the healing, be with this, stay with this, and have this. We are raising the vibrations right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your beloved, psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of medium, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Sha-da-na-na-na. Yes. This is how we do it. Oh my God, I'm so tempted to play that song. Oh my God, it's so good. That song's so good. Oh my God. Anyways. All right. So stick around. We got some more Otis Redding and Sam Cooke. I can't wait. Very eager to get back to the music. And by 7:40... you're going to want to tune into this, baby. We have the channeling. What is the messages from Sam Cooke and Otis Redding? What do they want to give us for this week? So stay tuned. We got you.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Coming home to see your bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Yeah,
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 yeah.
I know I laughed when you left, but now I know I only hurt myself. Yeah,
bring it to me.
Bring your sweet loving, bring it on.
Way out west, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Oh, now Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks were up there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Now before I knew Mariah's name and heard her wail and whining, I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining. Oh, but then one day I left my girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, I'm oh so lost, not even God can find me. Here they got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. Oh yeah, and I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me, I need my girl beside me. Mariah, oh Mariah, I'm lonely, can't you see? Mariah, oh Mariah, please blow my love to me. To me.
wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing, it makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm alive.
Got an opinion.
That's all right, mama.
Country.
That's all right.
You straight from the Georgia woods.
That's good.
You know what? You wear overalls, a big old broke iron shoes, and you need a haircut, tramp.
Woman, you too. Ooh, I love her. Mama, grandmama, papa too.
Make you
side up.
You know what, Otis? I don't care what you say, you're still a tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincoln, 4 Ford, 6 Mercury, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Ooh, I'm a lover.
Proved it by me.
My mama was. My papa too.
What?
I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Oh, tell me.
I know the sound of a gun, yeah. Inside of the soul.
My goodness. We're coming to that portion of our show soon where we will have the messages from Spirit. I just have to chime in on that. I just realized that Sam Cooke had a song on here and he redid the song they call The Wind Mariah. And I just realized this was on the album where the last time when I played Sam Cooke and all these synchronicities were happening, and it was his birthday. And I came across his CD on the day. Oh, I bought his CD on the day of his birthday, or the day passing of his passing date. I forgot which date, but it was a date. And that's when I was playing his music. He wanted me to play his music, and I had no idea. I never saw it before. They call The Wind Mariah. And when I just played this, I started crying. Oh, 33, look, it's 7:33. I started crying because when I just heard the song for the first time, it felt like he was singing this song to me. Like that part where he says, Mariah, please help me. Send me my love to me. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And I was just like, wow. Like, I don't think I've... Yeah, it was interesting because that's what my dad named me after. He named me after a storm. He named me after the storm, the wind. He named me after, I think it was the song or the storm. And hearing those lyrics, it was like, she's here to help. And it was just like, this is what I was just like, I can't, I'm overwhelmed right now with everything going on. Like in a really good way, but like hearing those lyrics, I was like, I've never actually went into depth and really listened to the lyrics of the songs. I was just like, that's freaking me. So I knew there would be tears and I knew there would be surprises. And literally it felt like there was that communication. So anyways, without any further ado, I want to continue the music because soon we have to give the message. So I love you. Here's some more Otis.
Say, well, home. 'Cause honey, nothing, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Can ever change the love I have for you.
Hello, am I coming in clear? I said, am I coming in clear? 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Taps, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we've come to this juncture. We've come to this juncture right now where we are here and going to finally go in to the spirit communication and what's going on. Finally! We're finally here! Oh my god, I'm so excited to hear what Otis Redding and Sam Cooke have to tell us about, you know, everything that went on. I'm telling you, every time something new pops up, and that was intense. I wasn't expecting that. It's so weird how for some reason we won't notice things until we're ready. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie What Dreams May Come, and without giving it away, Robin Williams, when, you know, he crosses over and he goes to the afterlife, he's talking with a guide. And Robin Williams keeps saying, when am I going to see my children? And he kept saying, I want to see my children, because he gets to the afterlife and he's seeing all these other, he's seeing like his dog that passed on. He's seeing other people, but he's just like, I'm here in the afterlife. Why am I not seeing my children? And the guide is Cuba Gooding Jr. And he says to, you know, Robin Williams, you'll see your children. I forgot the line, but he's like, you'll see your children when you want to. So that's what he says. It was so profound. He's like, you'll see them when you want to see them. And, you know, and so you'd have to see the movie in order to understand, but that underlining thing where he's saying you'll see your spirits. So basically, you're going to communicate with your spirit and your loved ones when you want to, when you're ready to, basically, when you're ready to see them. And I don't know if that is the exact line, but he said something along those lines. He was just like, you know, you'll see them when, you know, it's time to see them. And what he meant was, like, you'll see them when you want to see them is basically when you're ready to understand that it's there the whole time, but that willingness and that level to go beyond of what we're used to seeing needs to be there. And that's the whole point, is that we can't see spirit or talk to spirit if we're stuck in this 3D concept constantly. So that is one key to understand how to open up to spirit and in spirit communication. And, you know, a lot of times too, it doesn't always have to be about spirit communication. You don't always have to start conjuring spirits. Like, this isn't only what it's about. You know, I know there's some people who love to listen to this show, but they'd rather not, you know, open up to spirit. And that's absolutely fine. They believe in spirit, but they'd rather not. And I completely understand. Like, that is completely, you know, understood. Like, I, you know, there, there has to be a level, like, again, of readiness of when you want to do it, when you're ready to do it. And if you are not open to it, you're not ready to do it. And why do it if you're not open? There's no judgment there. It just means, you know, I wouldn't want to open up to something if I wasn't ready and I wasn't willing to do the work behind it. So, you know, why should anybody open up to the stuff if they're not at that level yet? And so, you know, this is, you can, there's bits and pieces to take from it. There's all kinds of things that you can do without exactly talking to spirit. But if you do want to, you know, that's where the core part is going beyond the 3D. And that's the main ingredient, is that when you are ready for the next level, the next step, you have to break down the walls and the barriers of what you just understand about this 3D world. You have to start looking at things differently. You have to stop seeing the labels. And once your mind and your brain is able to get rid of labels, sky is the limit through how you can orchestrate in this world and coordinate and move through this world. And it's going to be on the next level. So without further ado, let's get into this. So let's go with Sam Cooke. Sam, what's, besides the beautiful song they call The Wind Mariah, I'm still stunned that I literally just noticed that there's a song there that says they call The Wind Mariah, and I didn't even see it when I bought the CD. What is the message? Oh, here we go. Here, this is like, ooh, this is very sharp. So hold on to your seats, because this is very sharp. This is, okay, so the first thing he said, in order to communicate properly in this world, we must be a healthy channel. We must, you know, you cannot fully receive what you need if you're not actually taking care of yourself and taking care of others. And so what that means is that you're not, what Sam is saying is that it's not about that you're bad if you're not, you know, taking care of yourself, or you're being mean to others, or whatever it is that you're not doing enough of. This isn't about showing you punishment that you're not going to get the goods if you're not a good person. It has more to do with how, whatever it is that it's about law of attraction. And it's about, are you actually putting things out there that you want, or are you putting things out there that you don't want? And really examine that. Really examine what is going on within you that you keep doing. What is it that you continuously do that you don't want to do, but you keep doing it? And that's that level where you have to really go and pray and do some investigation and ask for strength to grow in. Because if there may be behaviors we're engaging in or things we're doing where we actually don't want to stop doing that, because not because, you know, we want to continue to self-destruct, but sometimes because it's scary to let that part die, because that has made us who we are. So say, for example, a bad habit like smoking, or you want to stop smoking, or you want to stop drinking, or you want to stop, you know, doing some kind of addictive behavior. Imagine somebody wanting to stop so bad, but there's something inside of them that is afraid to let go of that lower self or that lower part of them, because if they do, they have to completely re-examine their beliefs. They have to completely re-examine the way they live in the world. They're gonna grow, and a part of them is going to die. So imagine you're asking for this help, and imagine you're like, I know I have to do this, I know I have to do that in order to change, but there's that fear of not wanting to do it because the fear is so strong of what's going to come out on the other side. Maybe you have a fear of flying airplanes. So, you know, what if there's something traumatic that has happened that kept you from doing something? And when you think of how you will conquer that fear, or you'll finally do it, are you really afraid of the fear of the action of getting back on a plane and flying? Or are you afraid of what's gonna come after you face that fear? What is the next challenge? What is the next level? So this all comes down to and connects to this place of what he's talking about. In order to communicate properly in order to actually be the channel of your dreams of what you want to be, you have to give it out. And so if we are stuck in a place of destructive behavior, stuck in a place where we know we need to move away from, but we're afraid of, we're just not going to receive what it is we're asking for, because we're not willing. We're not willing to do the scary thing to get there. So think about this week. What is it that you need to really let go of that is causing so much fear in your life? That is really, I'm sure a lot of us have it, and I'm sure staying in our comfort zone keeps us safe. It keeps us away from, oh my God, you know, it keeps us away from the unknown, and the unknown can be very scary. But if you need change, this is the direction of which we have to properly manifest through. So this is what I'm seeing. So this is why that the message came in, where we're not ready to see things until we're ready. I wasn't ready. So there's something going on that I'm preparing myself to break through the next level of change. And what is the next big thing? And until I see what that is, until I say yes to it, I'm not going to see the bigger picture. So that's the message. You're not going to see the bigger picture until you're ready to see the bigger picture of what it is you're asking for. So I hope this made sense. In regards to understanding why you may not be receiving something, or why you're asking for something and it's not there. It's not that it's not there, you already have it. But until you're ready to actually have it, until you're ready to actually own it, until you're ready to actually visibly see it, you have to become it. You have to become this thing. Become the fear. What are you afraid of? Become it. Okay, that was really good. Thank you, Sam. I know there's a level of probably discomfort that came into that message, but you know, he did all of this just so we can hear this, just so, because it is a big block. And so he wouldn't have gone through all this trouble if this wasn't a major key, a breakthrough that all of us need to get through. Mental blocks, physical blocks, whatever it is. This is the time to tackle it. This is the month. This is the season. Okay, so thank you, Sam Cook. I leave with the love and blessing. So we're moving on with Otis Redding. Ooh, drum roll. Woo! So Otis, what did you need? What was coming in? What was the bigger picture? What was happening? Inside spirit world, you needed us to know so much. Making sure that we are honoring ourselves, where sometimes we may feel, and other people may tell us something is wrong with us, or tell us that we're doing something wrong, or may feel a certain way, and we may pick up on other people's discomforts in our decisions. Make sure you follow through with it. Make sure you're continuously following through. Now, there is knowing how to read right from wrong. There's knowing how to read your intuitive system. Always listen to that and look for signs. But make sure you're keeping an eye out on, if you have blocked yourself from doing something because of someone else's opinion, or because of how you think someone else may feel about it, it's very important. This is a good time. You know, fall is, it's the beginning. It's the harvest. We are coming into this is a new year. And the ending of, you know, it's also an ending. So when we come into our new selves, what is it that we feel we have been stifling because we are afraid of being seen? So if we're having an issue of being seen, so whoever's listening, this is our time to shine. This is your time to open up. And it reminded me of how in my fanny pack, I had like a little mini fairy jar of glitter, because I was like, oh, I'm going to need to do my makeup later. I remember this was a day where I was out all day. I was like, I gotta have my vial of glitter. Come on, I need a vial of glitter. So I put the vial of glitter, and it just glitter bombed. It opened up and just spilled all over my fanny pack. And I was just like, I love it. I love it. There's a glitter bomb, so I have a glitter bomb all over me everywhere I go. I'm gonna have this for, you know, at least a couple of days now, because, and I did nothing about it. The glitter went everywhere. I did nothing about it. It's still everywhere. And I took that as the sign of needing to shine more, needing to shine your light more and shine bright. And that's exactly what this is about. And we need to maneuver through. Do not pay attention to what people say. Do not pay attention to outside validation or having it, not having it, support, having it, not having support, criticism, praise. We have to really come into a space of grounded where we know who we are. So without criticism, without praise, we can continue to navigate in this world. Because if we're constantly latching onto the outside world for help of what we need or to validate who we are, we'll never be who we are. It is very important to remember to always speak what you need to speak, say what you need to say, wear what you need to wear, do what you need to do. All these moves, whoever comments, whatever it is, block it out and don't be distracted by the outside world. Because once you shine in this moment, for when it's time for the renewal and for your resurrection and your transformation, you're gonna hop on that train and you haven't missed the train, and you're gonna grow perfectly into who you need to be in your next level. So God bless you. We're out, skis. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm so happy I could be here with you. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight. It's been beautiful having you here. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Otis Redding. Thank you for this beautiful words of wisdom, this beautiful knowledge that we can carry with us this week, and to really take into consideration and how we can grow and be strong individuals in this world and really glow to the next level. Say what you need to say. And the last part from Otis Redding was, because he gave me the ability to lucid dream. That has to do with, if you got a crazy idea, if you want to do something crazy, stop letting other people keep you from your invention and your innovation, because this is the next level. I can tell everybody that Otis Redding helped me lucid dream. I love you. So we're going to leave you. Stay tuned for Rising with Skybar. Love you so much. Mwah.
WMFO in Medford. This is Rising with Sky Bar. Let me get the mic over here so you can hear me. This is Rising with Sky Bar. Got Steve and Joellen coming in a bit from Cold Expectations. We're going to talk about the special night for Justine this Friday night. And I also have a lot of new music to play for you. I'm going to start off with the Nervous Eaters have a new release coming out in the next year. And this is one of my favorite songs by them. They've redone it for this new release. But this is brand spanking new stuff by the Nervous Eaters. WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.